If you can imagine the site, there are 63 wind turbines scattered across the prairie farmland, their huge blades sweeping around, capturing energy from the wind. Each turbine is 213 feet high. You can see them from miles around. But it isn't until you stand directly underneath the 80-foot-long blades as they rotate in the wind that you begin to appreciate their size.
This is probably a typical day. They're probably producing about 30% of what they are rated at, and that would probably be on average for a year. This is what you'd expect.
Christopher Moore is Director of Development for Navitas Energy. The Minnesota-based company opened the Mendota Hills Wind Farm in northern Illinois just over a year ago.
What are some of the highest levels that you've reached?
Each turbine is capable of producing 800 kW, and there have been times when we've had the entire wind farm working at about maximum.
Moore says the Mendota Hills Wind Farm produces enough electricity to power about 15,000 homes per year. It's the first wind farm in the state of Illinois. Brian Lammers is a project manager for Navitas Energy. He says the location is ideal since it's windy here nearly all year long.
The wind here is more robust in the fall, winter, and spring. So we have more production during those months than we do during, you know, June, July, August.
Unfortunately, the summer months are the months that most often experience peak demand for electricity. Because of that, and because it takes so many windmills to generate lower amounts of power, it's unlikely that current wind energy will completely replace fossil fuel-generated power. On the flat prairies of Illinois, the giant turbines are the tallest structures for miles around. You begin to wonder about things like lightning strikes.
We might have experienced one or two last year. The turbines are protected from lightning. The entire wind farm is grounded. So if there is a strike, typically it'll just be grounded down to the ground grid, and there's typically no long-term damage associated with the lightning strike. But as you can imagine, they're the tallest structures around, so you know, there are periodic lightning strikes.
What about a tornado? This is tornado country. What would happen if one came through here?
I don't know. These turbines are built to withstand everything but a direct strike from a tornado. So I think the same thing would happen to a wind turbine that would happen to any large structure. If they were struck by a tornado, you'd probably have some significant damage.
Inside the turbine, there's a distinct hum as the blades whirl away at the top of the hollow shaft. It's about 10 feet across at the base, and a metal ladder allows anyone brave enough to climb all the way to the top. Despite the hum of the turbine's blades up close, the sound fades away just a few dozen feet from the tower. But noise isn't much of a concern for this wind farm. It's in the middle of a soybean field, and there are no neighbors nearby. Noise is just one of the aesthetic concerns for neighbors of wind farms. Appearance is another. The Mendota Hills turbines are coated with a special paint that appears white in bright sunshine. But when the sun's not out, the turbines appear gray and seem to blend in with the cloud-covered sky. Dennis Craddock has 19 of the turbines on his corn and soybean farm. He says the wind farm hasn't been a problem. Of course, he's getting paid by Navitas for allowing the turbines on his land. But he says the wind farm has led to an unexpected benefit, getting to meet people from across the country who pull off the highway for a closer look.
We get people almost on a daily basis that drive by on the interstate and see them and stop and want to look at them and are amazed at them. And most, about 99% of them have been positive comments, you know, and in fact, one fellow from North Carolina stopped the other day and said, you know, I wish we'd build more of these around the country because we need renewable energy.
The prospect of more renewable energy is appealing to most environmentalists, but some worry that wind farms can be deadly to birds. A study by the National Wind Coordinating Committee found that wind turbines kill an average of 2 birds per year. Another concern is that windmills disrupt the scenery. But the only view around here is farmland, as far as the eye can see. And on this brisk day, it isn't just corn and soybeans being harvested. It's the power of wind. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Chris Lehman.